Yes, we're back here at top of the hour, second hour, Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. We're going to go ahead and hit the phone line here. We got Frank on line one, New York.
Yes, thank you very much. This could be, for a lot of folks, a very family-splitting and family fracturing issue, because you have some folks who understand it and from a sociological point of view, and others who said, "I don't want that dog in my house." So then some say, "Well, I don't eat cows." But my cousin works for a company that sells McDonald's hamburgers.
Right.
So what the heck is he supposed to do other than hash it out amongst themselves? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, that... people have been split up just over vaccines, let alone, you know, cuddly animals that they can keep or either eat, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's going to become more and more important, especially when shortages, these artificial shortages that we're going to be experiencing, are coming into play. Now, as far as eating animals... That's a tough one, because if you're on a station and your network is most people eat hamburger, eat beef.
Yes.
And I'm here in New York where that type of percentage is much depressed, is way lower than that. So you can walk down the street in many places in New York, and you can find plant burgers, you can, you know, plant-derived substances. So what do we do? You can't beat up on those who eat the hamburgers, and they shouldn't beat up on the ones who don't.
Yeah, just respect each other's preferences, right?
And yet, at the same time, we're entering a place... a space in this country where eating meat is going to become more and more, or I should say less and less, desirable. Now, mm-hmm. I was personally what we call a vegan for 35 years. I'm 76 now, 35 years. And at some point, and I can't remember the reason for it, but at some point I started eating fish. And I felt guilty and guilty as guilty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a difference right away. I noticed my difference wasn't as healthy as it normally had been. So what do I do? I don't know. I just try to understand things, that life changes. But I don't beat up on someone who goes to McDonald's. I just don't do it. And Pete, as far as Pete is concerned, Lord have mercy. You're talking about a contract. You talk about a hypocritical companies in many ways. They have also changed when it comes to that. Because they have been exposed as having killing certain types of animals. I'm not sure whether it's dogs or cats and or, but, you know, hallucinating them with their practices.
Yeah, just hearing that they'll kill animals and throw them in, you know, regular dumpsters.
I find that
a little disturbing.
Well, what do you do when, Well, there's certain countries, for example, India, for example, when they have certain, they're overrun certain animals because of their religious practices. What do they do with them?
Well, and you know, that's like one of those things. Like, I know we've all had the thought in the back of our heads, you know, what if they come across a famine and they're just loaded up with all this cattle, a huge monkey population, you know, and just all this meat is everywhere. Are they going to starve themselves to the bone?
Well, some would. Some would. Some would starve themselves rather than starve the animal. Yes. That I've seen. Mm-hmm. And plus, what are we going to do here in America? Well, you're in Poland, but what are we going to do here when the food shortages start to kick in? The planned food shortages, I should say. What are we going to do?
I know you need to stock up on some armory seeds, seed armory. We got our sponsors there and the clean foods that we have. Stock up on that. Get your prep food.
Well, yeah. I can't go any further than this, but yes, I'm doing that and have done that. But most of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, quote unquote, don't.
Right.
So, and even those who are properly prepped, they can't do. If it depends on, I think it depends on how much is thrown at us, as far as poisons and toxins and so forth. You know, and I hear RBS, I hear a lot of companies, people who are saying, well, look, I'm all ready to go and I don't care what happened. Well, I don't think so. A lot of them are not. Mm-hmm. Because how are you going to, if you radiate your seed crops, if you bribe your distributor and offer them $1 billion to take all your seeds and all, what are you going to do? Because we've seen quote unquote health food companies that have copped out and punked out and sold off to Big Pharma. I don't mean the pharmaceutical companies. I'm talking about the big farms companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nestle, a perfect example is Nestle's. Nestle's has been buying up companies that dealing with the health system for years now.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that over there.
Don't they have a? Yeah, you know, and it's such a struggle for me because I like cereal. I'm a cereal guy. So, but here, if I want to get some cereal, my choice is between something I can't even freaking read. That's such a knockoff. That's a knockoff of a knockoff. And then there's Nestle.
Oh God! What a trash company!
There's no Kellogg's. It's just Nestle and the other.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I beat up on Nestle's and talk trash them is because of their behavior with the Detroit. Water system that were polluted, uh-huh. And Nestle's were given special permission to have clean water while the city did not. City residents did not. And even, I think to this day, if I'm not mistaken, could be wrong, most people in Detroit, right now are still under a water emergency. And West Nestle's did not have it.
Well, I mean, you're talking about most companies, like, you know, Pepsi or whatever. They will tap into the municipal water and not pay, anything, or pass the buck on to the people, while they get to make these outrageous profits. Nestle is around the world stealing water from indigenous populations.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say that's why I don't buy Nestle if I get around it. I boycott Nestle. Sure.
Right, but we don't know until it's openless that these companies are doing the same thing, because they have very look the company that I think it's called PepsiCo. They have an advertising campaign, and it's not. I'm just talking about something that they already have to be advertised. But these companies are now saying, "Oh well, we don't have sugar in our products. We reduce sugar in our products, but they're such an incestuous relationship." That what they're offering in place of the sugar, which some in many cases it might be better, they're offering chemical
replacements. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Some synthetic chemical replacement. And I actually I get on the case of my little woman here. She's supposed to be on a diet and doing all that stuff, okay, but she loves her soda, she'll get a Coke Zero, and I will tell her, I'll tell her, that's a ton of crap right there that you have in that bottle, it says no sugar, well, is it sweet? Yes. Well, what do you think they replaced it with? Something good for you?
Yeah. I think I think Coke Zero is Nucralose. I think that's what they're using.
Yeah, it's supposed to be some sweetener. Yeah, it's supposed to be some empty calorie stuff. But when you've got something, when you have an unnatural, empty calorie, anything. It's probably going to be a cancer-causing agent
down the road. Yes, it will. It will. And they tell you that. They don't hide it, but you have to look for it. They tell you that, but you have to look for the information. Sure.
Yeah. So, these companies and the byproducts. You want to talk about. The animal byproducts. Well, what about the human byproducts? Pepsi is talking about using I don't know if they still are, but using human cells to manipulate our taste buds.
Yes, they still are. Yes, they
still are.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna ask a question of you, and don't be mad at me, okay?
I couldn't be mad at you.
You ready?
All right, yeah.
Do you and your friend, do you like and have eaten, I don't know how to do this, because I thought you were my friend. Okay, anyway, you go. Do you like vanilla ice cream?
No. I don't, beaver butt? No, I don't want beaver butt. No. Chocolate ice cream only.
You passed the test, because most of the people in our in our audience would say, "Oh, I love vanilla ice cream," but you know that deal, because I think we talked about this before.
Well, Well, no, I've known about it for quite some time. But even as a small child, I've never liked vanilla ice cream. It always tastes like there's always a weird aftertaste that I just could not get over. Some chemical aftertaste.
Beaver butt, baby.
So, my sister would try to sell me on it every now and again. Come on, it's just vanilla. I'd get a little taste on the tip of my tongue. Like, no, I don't like vanilla. I just don't.
How about calamari? Do you eat calamari?
Squid? Yeah.
You sure that's what it is?
I like my Cthulhu creatures from underneath the sea. I love devouring them.
Well, sure, calamari is a sea creature. The problem is these demons complain because calamari looks like pig booty.
Yeah,
it looks the same thing, and you don't know what.
Yeah. We turn them inside out? Yes. Yeah. I'm worried about that one, too.
We're talking about Franken food here.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and one other thing. I'll take your time up, but in Europe, do they still have this a protocol called... food is called food product. It's called I can't think of it right now. It's a food grouping, and it means that you cannot, if your vitamin C cannot be considered a neutral vitamin anymore. It has to be considered a form pharmacy. Oh God, what is it called?
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies trying to take over national foods.
Codex Alimentarius. That's what it is. Codex Alimentarius. Which means that certain nutrients that we can now freely get over the counter will be considered pharmaceuticals, and you'll have to give a prescription from a doctor, pharmacist. Now, the last I looked at, it was already in effect in Germany. I'm not sure if you've seen it there in Poland.
No, I'm going to have to ask. I don't know personally, but I'm definitely going to have to ask. See, I knew that was going to happen at some point, eventually. Vitamins will now be prescription.
Okay, can you right now go into a store in Poland and get vitamin C, let's say 1,000 milligrams right now? You know if you could do that, or any other nutrient?
Yeah, I've got vitamin C tabs all over the place.
Okay, then it hasn't really killed cold into all of Europe. But I know they're pushing for it. They've been pushing for it for years. But there's been such a resistance to it that I know in Germany that a vitamin C, low dose vitamin C, is extremely, extremely expensive. Very expensive.
Yeah. See, and our rights, you know, that's why they came up with this thing called mineral rights. With the ground, you don't know. I mean, you can buy your property, but you don't have the air rights. You don't have the mineral rights. You know, it's ridiculous. They're going to split up everything. Oh, carbon tax. Oh, your carbon rights. They're going to split up everything as many ways that they can in order to impede our freedom to sleep, breathe, and eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you know that here in the States, we've been given permission to, well, some have given permission to jab infants. I guess you saw that.
I believe it was approved for 5-year-olds and up now.
Well, yes, and the fiber, infants, some under 5 months, yeah.
Really?
It's been approved. So I was looking at the news tonight, the DW News, as a matter of fact, and these children are screaming and trying to get away from their parents, and they're talking about how proud they are to be able to jab their children, their infant children.
Shortage is BS, and it's not going to work. Biden, I'm telling you, Biden and his administration and his spy agencies planned that if they weren't going to be able to give jabs to the babies, that they were going to create the food shortage, which means no formula, which means breastfeeding.
Well, both are happening right now, actually.
Yeah.
The shortages and oh boy, oh, it's scary. I'm scared to death sometimes when I wake up in the morning to find out what's happening to us. They're ruining both, by the way.
Oh yeah.
And the prostitutes in the lamestream media are just are talking about how proud they are to have their children jammed. What a mess we're in.
Well, I mean, there's going to be civil unrest if they don't, have food. Americans, we don't have our food. There's going to be civil unrest. So the only thing after that is to forcefully make the vaccines available for the infants, which is what they want. And that's been the goal the entire time. They need to alter the genetics of your children. So that you don't own your children. They're going to control the next generation, and it's going to be obvious. And I'm going to pray for those children. I'm going to think, because they don't have a choice in the matter, because their parents are dumb, they're uneducated. You know, they're going to trust what the establishment says. You know, they don't understand that the government's freaking evil. They're going to cook up anything for control.
Right. Well,
how
well,
convoluted. And it's not their fault.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's beyond criminal. I'm upset. It's one thing to be an adult and have to give in to this stuff or be forced in or be weak, be forced into it, or have to make the decision based on financial, whatever. But when you're an infant coming into this world and you're given the mark of the beast, literally the mark of the beast, because of all the animal proteins that are in these things, with the aluminum adjuvant, which is just an accelerant, that makes it easy to manipulate DNA. So, you know, if you had other human genetics in there, if you actually had human species, the human proteins in these jabs, I could say this is probably the greatest medical marvel of today. But for the simple fact they're putting animal protein in it, they're not using human DNA.
Yeah.
It's the greatest crime against humanity now.
Now, I want to share something with you. I'm not sure if I have time for this. I usually do not share that with certain areas. But I'm only going to say this because of the dire straits we're in. Are you ready?
Yes.
In the early 80s, or late 90s, in New Jersey, there was a rare book section of the main library. And this rare book section talked about how certain ethnic groups within Africa that were explored, quote unquote, explored, invaded by a certain Europe, non-African groups for their own purposes. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we're hitting commercial break here. I want you to finish on the other side of the break, and then we're gonna take some more calls. Guys, stay tuned.
Yeah, gotcha. Got.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Frank on the line here. We got the usual callers tonight. So, Frank, if you would like to... you were asking me a question or presenting something there. Let's get through that really quickly.
All right. Well, I well, I guess about the Codex Alimentarius, but I wanted to share with you something. I'll do it as much as I fast as I can about what I've seen and what we have to do in order to get over this madness, other than the basic stuff. Again, I found a rare book that was supposed to be hidden in a library in an urban area, because you know we don't read. Anyway, it was an episode with British nuns witnessing a ceremony within the central core of Africa.
Uh-huh.
And the ceremony was so profound and so intense that the nuns fell out. Because what was happening was these African folks, these brothers and sisters, were so intense and had such a connection with the cosmos that they had raised their vibrational to the and or DNA to the point where they were not only two or three strands of DNA, but four or five strands of DNA vibrating at the same time. And if we're going to make us, if we're going to make us carefully and safely out of this madness that they're going to put on us, then we're going to have to do the same thing. Now, how do you do that? That's for everyone, each individual, to find out for themselves. But if you don't do it, you're going to die.
Okay.
In other words, the DNA that we're trying to infiltrate, that we are infiltrating, has to be raised to the point where it's when you walk past someone on the street, you'll know who they are because of their vibration.
Well, you know, that's what these scientists are trying to tell us is junk DNA.
Well, DNA. They're wrong.
Oh, they're definitely wrong. Well, all right so then. Frank,
so
I really appreciate
it. We have homework to do.
Yes. You know, you always have just so much to talk about. It's always great having you on the show. you gotta call in more often. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good night. I love everyone. Bye bye.
Yes, and story before too, you know, about the nuns going over to Africa and witnessing the men dance. And the version of the story that I heard is that they were so mesmerized by the giant penises and they were actually seduced. Let's go on to the next awkward. Let's move on to the next caller, Pat Fortworth.
Hi, babe.
Hello. What do you have for us today, Pat?
One good thing about RBN, they toggle my memory, and I have to go back and think about things. I protested PETA one time. A Kentucky Fried Chicken near our house. And they were sending out signs, and they were saying something about, you know, this place here, what they do, and honk if you agree, and people driving by honking. And I'm standing out there, and I start screaming at them, these people kill babies. And they said, we're here first. I said, public sidewalk. I could be here. I said, kid, go home and get our signs that tell about them killing babies, okay? Well, I was lying. But anyway, they took off. And they are for abortion. You didn't know that, did you?
Well, again, it seems like to me that like they are the enemy of mankind. They hate other humans. They hate humans. They hate human society.
Well, if they're for... ethical treatment of animals. They keep saying humans are just animals. Well, a baby and an aborted baby goes through terrible pain.
Uh-huh.
They don't care about that pain.
No.
Yep. Thank you. I forgot all about that. My husband says it means people eating tasty animals.
Yeah.
That's what called it. People eating tasty animals. I've even defended McDonald's because poor people can live off of it. I mean, you know, dollar menu or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not smart enough to. But see, a Christian don't have to worry about that. It says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. Either believe it or you don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that goes for water, too. Because when Texas froze over like it did and nobody had water, everything's frozen for days. Mail didn't come, garbage didn't come, anything. And they had a artesian well. Somebody had one a little north of town, and they told everybody, just bring all your jugs, but you bring somebody to haul them in your car. You know, we can't do that. Come on over here. And they had lines and lines of people over there getting water. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They didn't charge them for coming right out of the ground. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
I've done that, seen that. Okay. I'll let you go for somebody else to talk about it. I just had to tell you that I remembered why I was so mad at them. I wasn't exactly taken up for Kentucky Fried Chicken, except that they're just liars.
Well, see, the theory now is that they can't even call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore because the chicken is so cloned, it's not really chicken anymore. So, who's right? I mean, see, that's the kind of impact you have, that they can no longer use real bona fide chicken. They legally have to use this cloned chicken and call it something else.
I know this. I have a nephew, and he's a hamburger flipper, and he's a vegan. And he talked his company into making a vegan burger. And I'm telling you, if you ever had something like that, it gives you a whole lot more energy than the hamburger would.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It does.
They don't want to do that because nobody wants us healthy. Name somebody who cares if we live or die.
Well, the thing is that we actually have... And I have been there. Trust me, I've been in the situation. I've had a roommate that would eat all my food. I mean, not give a crap. Just if it's in the refrigerator, he's going to eat it. And not caring if I had anything to eat or nothing. So what I started doing is I started buying vegan food. He wouldn't touch it. Oh, like,
really?
Great. Yeah, it's like great today.
Huh.
And it's like, you know, the food, I felt better. I mean, I felt, you know, there's, I would say about a 5-10% more clarity of mind. But at the same time, it's just, you know, you don't get that. There's certain sensation, a certain chemical that you taste with meat or anything that tastes like meat that comes out in your brain and it satisfies you. And it's just same thing like with sex. Men feel, you know, in love more after sex. They get this oxytocin that pumps out of their brain that makes them want to cuddle. So eating meat for us is sort of like the same thing. There's different chemicals that comes out of our brain when we have a savory taste in our mouth.
Well, so, I have a niece who's diabetic, and she will eat craziest things and want to stand in the kitchen and cook them in the summer. I said, why would anybody want to stand in the kitchen and cook in the summer when it's 100 degrees out here, fighting, you know, like being hot? Anyway, I think what it amounts to is if you're hungry, really hungry, what you eat, what God gives you is good. So that's our problem. We're just spoiled.
Yeah, I guess so. That could very well be the case. Absolutely.
And there's a lot of foods that do things for you that that others don't. Like grape juice boils mucus out of your stomach. You don't need a cola. Grape juice is good for you. Well, I know the dark kind. I don't know about the light kind, but yeah, it does. And there are other juices do the same thing, I have discovered. And even some foods. I think carrots, you cook carrots right out of the can. they do the same thing. And older people have a little bit of a digestion problem. And so, you know, juice, only eat one thing at a time because your body, your mouth, adds the enzymes necessary to digest it. So casserole don't get it. But we're just, you know, we got to do that. Mix everything up. Oh, man, that tastes so good. Well, I don't know if it's really good for you. See what I mean?
Right. Well, our taste buds can be deceiving. That's what it's all about.
Well, I know some people have different ones than others, but I'm still, I eat when my brain starts getting fuzzy, and maybe something wrong with me, I don't know, I don't have to eat a whole lot at one time. And other people, I don't have this or that, and I have to, or I don't have any money for gas. I said, what'd you spend for that piece of fish down there? And she said, made you sick, $5? I said, oh, I see, okay. And how do you know those people that cooked it were healthy? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm in a habit of reheating foods, like if I get it made by somebody else. So, I actually had been through hell in that situation when I got here to Poland. There was a McDonald's down the road, and I got so sick. It wasn't like food poisoning sick. It was flu sick.
I know.
It didn't feel like food poisoning at the time, but I guess there was something that happened. I got so sick. I was down for like a week. And next thing I know, driving down the road later on, like a month later, that McDonald's was closed permanently.
There you go. I've seen that happen.
So it's like I couldn't get any information about it. It's like, should I be getting paid some money here? Should I be a part of a lawsuit here? What's going on? You know? Do I even give me any information?
Thank the Lord you lived through it.
I was down for like a week. You know, whole body hurting, shivering. I was, yeah, I thought I was going to die. Yeah.
Well, there's one place right here, near here, hamburger place. I won't call out the name. I said, don't go to that place. It's not like the one way over where we used to live. It's not like that one. Somebody said, yeah, I saw this guy. He mopped the floor with some big black gloves on, and then he handled the food. I said,
Yeah. Yeah, so it also, same thing in the pizza restaurants here. Some of these places, some of these guys are like, I'm not saying they're terrible people, but they do everything. If the toilet gets clogged, then they got to go deal with that. Pizza, the timer and the pizza rings, he's going from the toilet over to the pizza. And a lot of these guys do not wash their hands.
Yeah. And I wanted to say something about Nestle's. And some of this water, they're starting to put magnesium in the water bottles. And if you don't know that and you're already taking magnesium, it can mess you up a little bit. And I do think that America is magnesium deficient. It affects like 200, 300, it was 240, but so 300 parts of your body. Makes your if you don't get enough magnesium, your bones are brittle, your nerves are bad. I mean, and so they put it sneakily into the water, but you get a magnifying glass and you say, well, okay, be near a bathroom if you get too much.
Well, I was going to say that your body can only process so much of it, so it's not like you can OD on it. Well, but you might be using the bathroom a lot.
And it's better to soak your feet in Epsom salt. That's magnesium sulfate, and then your feet soak up all you need, and then you take the rest of it and pour it on your sunflowers, and they'll grow like mad. We may have to start. growing our own sunflowers because that was the biggest crop in Ukraine was sunflowers. That's their national flower. And no, I can't get sunflower lessons in anywhere. Thank you, Russia.
Yeah. Well, check out Seed Armory. Right here at RBN, our sponsor. Check out the Seed Armory. Pretty sure they got some.
Well, it's probably a little late here. We'll probably have another one of those cold winters before. It's very difficult to do anything in Fort Worth unless you know exactly what you're doing. We have summer and winter. That's about all we have.
Yes. Say that.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Well, Pat, thank you. Thank you very much for calling, and love hearing your voice.
Well, I appreciate y'all doing that because I thought, why did I protest those people so bad? Then it did. I looked it up, and I was right. They're just liars, Stephen.
Yeah, it's just funny to me that that's why we end up with KFC instead of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's because of PETA.
Well, anyway, I knew what they did. That's why I was yelling, they for abortion, they're for abortion. They got up and laughed, man. They didn't stay around and fight with me about who belongs to the sidewalk. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Pat. All right. Let's get on to line 9, California. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yeah, I got my regulars on tonight. What's going on? What's going on?
Love. Pat, she is precious, and I don't recall Frank. That man, I mean, he really was on the ball with the whole shiitake mushroom.
Frank is the man, yeah. I love talking to Frank, for sure.
Yeah, that was well, of course, Fred in Michigan, he's beyond. Murr and
I haven't heard from Murr in a while.
Oh, I just heard her just today or yesterday. She was on another program. I mean, she is all over the board, man. That woman, I don't know how she keeps up with all this poopy, but she does, and she is righteous, man. You know, I mean, she's.
Oh, yeah, she's my kind of woman.
And I disagree with some of her poopy, but I disagree with some of yours. But we can agree to disagree and still, you know, move on to other subjects, because there's so many. It's just beyond, right?
So many.
Yeah. And, yeah, everybody touched on so many. It's mind-boggling how many different subjects. But what is the main focus? What is the objective? What is the total objective here? What are we striving for? That's my question to you.
Well, I know what I'm striving for, but that's definitely a question for you guys.
What are you striving for? What do you value more than anything else in this existence?
Getting justice for my family.
Pardon?
Getting justice for my family.
Well, I wish your family well and everybody well. But it's not worth a damn. It's not worth a hell unless you have freedom. If you are not focused, if you do not value freedom, real, true, the etymology of the word liberty and freedom, then, you know, I don't care to have you in my circle. I don't want you in my tribe, because that's the only thing that I really, truly do subscribe to. It's the only truth that has substance in the form of love, real, true love. That's where I'm coming from, man. I don't know where, you know, I just lay out my heart to you. And that's all that matters to me. And I don't give a flipping flying hamburger where you sit. Freedom and truth and the love of freedom will give you truth in your own path. Everybody, I mean, there are so many paths out there. Everybody's got their own gig to, you know, wallow in or figure out.
Well, you know what, Gregory? You know what? You're our positive message ending the night. All right. So
again.
Yep. We flat out ran out of time. Thank you for calling in once again. Good talking to you, guys. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. Educate yourselves.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light from Mom.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.